Hollywood, the Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's moisturized, the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette. Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, different, moisturized Raleigh 903. New blend, new taste, new freshness. It's the new, all-new moisturized Raleigh 903. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, did you have a nice Easter, Red?
Yes, Rod, I did.
I mean, Rod.
Were you in the Easter parade, Red?
Was I?
No.
Well, it was colorful. They walked down Wilshire Boulevard dressed to kill.
Yeah, and the California drivers did their best to help them out, too. Say, have you been over to Clyde Beatty Circus yet?
Well, I'm a little too old for that, but I am taking my son, Ricky.
Yeah, you and that Ricky. Oh, boy. What a gag with this guy. This is the truth. This is the truth. Everything, anytime he wants anything, it's for his son, Ricky. Like he wanted an electric train. He said, I'm going to get that for Ricky, you know. I'm going to the circus, now I'm going to take Ricky. I bet you can't wait till he's old enough to go to a burlesque show, can you? You know, I love circuses. I used to be with them.
You did?
Yep. I love circuses.
Mm-hmm. Well, I sure enjoy those girls doing a ballet on horseback. I suppose you've done that, too, huh?
Yeah, every time I go riding, I never use a saddle, though. It's right there underneath me, but I never use it.
Well, that's funny. I heard you rode like you were part of the horse.
I do. The part he's trying to get rid of.
Well, you know, circuses are really wonderful, aren't they?
Huh?
I say circuses are really wonderful, aren't they?
Well, if I say no, you're really messed up, ain't you? Yeah, Beatty gave me a pass, you know.
Well, that was nice of him.
Yeah. What's nice about it? I had to carry water all afternoon.
Well, speaking of clowns, Red, weren't you the youngest clown with the Hagenbeck Wallace Circus when you were just a youngster?
That's right, Rod. I was only 13 years old. That was just 5 years ago.
Well, I spoke with Poodles Hannaford the other day, and he said that you had absolutely the funniest clown makeup of anyone he'd ever seen.
That's right, I did.
Well, what'd you put on your face?
Nothing. But I sure love circuses, Rod.
Did you make much money with a circus, Rod?
No, all I was paid off with was experience and teaching.
Well, what did you learn?
It's better to get paid off in money. But you know, Rod, seriously, the circus is still the most glamorous branch of show business. It's a fairyland for the young. It's here today and it's gone tomorrow. And childhood memories are brought back just for that day. And after this city of wonders have left your village, you look at the vacant lots where yesterday the big top and the red wagons were. And you promise yourself that you're going to stay young. So that next year you'll be able to drink the pink lemonade and eat popcorn. And be awed by the magic beauty of the circus. And you say to yourself, I'm going to work hard like kids do. And I'm going to play like kids do. I'm going to accept the good in my fellow man like kids do. Because if I become prejudiced and greedy, I'll become old, and then I'll feel conspicuous when the circus comes to town.
So that's good, Red.
Yeah, great clown said that, Rod.
Who?
My dad.
Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to taste better. It's moisturized to smoke milder. Smoke this new modern Rowley 903. See for yourself that it's far better than any cigarette ever made before because it's moisturized by the revolutionary new 903 process, the greatest advance in cigarette making in 25 years. It's the new, all-new Rowley 903.
And remember this about the new moisturized Rowley 903. Medical science offers proof positive. No other leading cigarette gives less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
Smokers, follow the lead of Betty Grable, star of Mother Wore Tights. Smoke the new Rowley 903. It's so much smoother, richer, better tasting. A new blend, new freshness, new taste. You'll see the number 903 on the government stamp. This Rowley 903 is new. All new. It's moisturized.
Anita Ellis sings Hard Tacks. Heartaches. Heartaches.
Heartaches, heartaches. My loving you meant only heartaches. Your kiss was such a sacred thing to me. I can't believe it's just a burning memory. Heartaches, heartaches. What does it matter how my heart breaks? I should be happy with someone new, but my heart aches for you. Heartaches, heartaches. What does it matter how my heart breaks? I should be happy with someone new, but
the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire.
You feel better?
Page one. Things we never knew about buses. Of Tobacco Road.
Well, sure, I sure like my new job driving this city bus here. I used to drive for another bus company, but they fired me. They didn't think it looked good to have a greyhound driven by a guy that looked like a Corker Spaniel. Yes, sure, driving a bus would be a pretty good job if it weren't for the passengers. I'm telling you, some passengers call bus drivers things I wouldn't call a golf ball. Well, it's about time to start my run now. Oh, here comes a passenger. Howdy doody there.
Howdy, do you drive this bus?
Well, you might call it that, but certain cab drivers I run into phrase it a little differently.
Well, I'd like to get an interview for my newspaper.
Oh?
Yes, some inside information on how buses are operated.
You're not Sheila Graham, are you?
No. Tell me, have you ever been interviewed before?
Well, if it's anything like having my distemper shot, yes.
I just want a couple of paragraphs on your experiences driving a bus.
Yes, sir.
for instance. Now, what's your name?
Clem Kadiddlehopper.
Kadiddlehopper? Who were you named after?
I was named after my folks decided I was human. You say you're a newspaper man? I didn't catch your name.
I'm Brown from the Sun.
You look pale as a ghost. That's too fast for him. He didn't get it.
What are some of the secrets of you bus drivers?
Well, we have certain rules that we live by. First, we must keep a perfect time schedule. Picking up passengers is secondary, you know.
Well, what are some of the rules that bus drivers live by?
Well, we have to watch for the passengers who whistle at us in the middle of the block, see? Then we stop at the next corner. And we wait till they get about 3 feet from the door, then we slam it in their face and drive it.
Doesn't that make a passenger angry?
It helps. Another little trick we use is on the rainy days. When it's raining, why, we never pull close to the curb, see? We make the passenger step in the gutter before they get on the bus.
What's the reason for that?
Well, the fares are so low, it's the only way we can soak them.
You're kind of stupid, aren't you?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I'm smart enough to know I'm ignorant.
Well, what are some of the things that annoy bus drivers?
Well, for instance, when a passenger gives us a $10 bill, we give him all pennies and change.
Why? Why?
Anybody that would give a bus driver $10 don't have much sense, but when I get through with them, they got plenty. Another little trick we use is to be sure that when we come to the safety zone, we look for the section where the most men are standing, and we make our stop at that point.
Why?
So that the men can get the choice seats before the women.
I guess chivalry is dead, eh, Mr. Kadiddlehopper? I said chivalry is dead.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Should I send flowers, maybe?
Is it true that the bus is checked before each operation?
Yes, sir, especially the brakes. I can stop on a dime.
How often do you do that?
Every time I see a dime.
Are you drivers courteous?
No, we're human like everybody else.
Are the bus drivers held responsible for their buses?
Well, no. The only thing we're expected to do is that in the summertime, be sure that the windows are glued so they can't be opened. And in the winter, be sure that they're nailed so they can't be closed. And then once a week, we are required to go down to the city dump, and we get some old fish and rubber boots and old leather and stuff like that.
What for?
We burn it. And then that smoke is mixed with the fumes from the exhaust pipe, and it's turned on when the bus is crowded.
Well, Mr. Kadiddlehopper, thank you very much. This has been a very educational interview.
It has?
Yes, it has.
Well, I wish you'd have told me sooner. I'd have paid attention.
Page 2, the reason why men should work in department stores. Go on, blow your top. Go ahead.
Yeah, I gotta get a present from my girl, and there's nobody in here but women clerks.
Oh, good afternoon. Could I wait on you?
No, thanks. I'll wait for one of the men clerks.
Oh, it's all right. What do you wish to see? Some lingerie?
Oh, what you said.
I only said lingerie.
Oh, you said it again. Oh, my, you are brazen, aren't you?
Oh, now, don't be like that.
Oh, guys.
Take your head out of that waste paper basket and tell me what you want.
Oh, okay. Oh,
would you like to see something in a bathing suit?
A friend of yours?
What are your girl's measurements?
Well,
We'll go down this list.
Oh.
Neck?
If she's had a couple of beers, yeah.
How tall is she?
She's about my height when she's kneeling down. See, I wish you had men clerks here, guys.
Oh, I've never seen anyone so bashful.
Oh, you ought to see my brother. He thinks girls are foreigners. My brother was more bashful than me. In fact, he won a prize once for being the most bashful man in college, you know.
Oh, what was the prize?
Well, we don't know. He was too bashful to go up and get it.
Well, I'll bet you never even whistled at a girl.
Yes, I did. I did indeed during the war.
Oh, were you in uniform?
I was a third lieutenant.
What? They didn't have third lieutenants.
They did when they saw me.
Well, did this girl stop when you whistled at her?
Stop? She dropped dead, huh? Look, I guess I'll have to get something for my girl, won't I?
Well, how about something like this?
Oh, no. Put it down. Put it down. Oh, goodness.
Well, would you like something like this?
Oh, no. Oh, good heavens. I should have never left Boston.
Stop acting so silly. Uh-oh. Come on, get up off the floor and don't put your head under the rug. It isn't healthy.
Well, look, don't you have any men clerks in this store?
Only in the hardware department.
Well, that's where I'm going. I hope she'll like a buzz saw.
Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Rolly 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to taste better. It's moisturized to smoke milder. Smoke this new, modern, moisturized Rolly 903. See for yourself that it's far better than any cigarette ever made before. It's new, all-new. New blend, new freshness, new taste.
And remember this about the new moisturized Rolly 903. Medical science offers proof positive. Test certified by a jury of 14 doctors based on a method used by the United States government. Prove that no other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
Smoke the new, all-new Rolly 903. It's moisturized.
Forrester and his Rolly Cigarette Orchestra play, We Could Make Such Beautiful Music. Thank you. page 4, The Little Boy with a Big Bargain. Well, here I am, all alone. If anybody's got a weak ticker, now's your chance to check out of here. You see, now what can I do today? Now I'm here all alone. I know I'm going to call somebody on the telephone. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Number, please.
Operator, could you put down your sign long enough to get me the fire department? Fire department?
Hello, fire department.
That's
what's cooking?
That's what I thought. What's cooking? You wasn't there for a minute. This is Junior. I thought I'd tell you that I got a new chemistry set, and you better keep tomorrow night open.
Where are you?
I didn't hear. You back home already, Grandma?
Yes. Have you been good?
Yes, I has been good. Boy, about an hour ago, I was going to bite that little Dick Thorpe across the street, you know. Little Richard Thorpe over there. And I used my willpower, and I didn't do it.
Why, that's wonderful,
yeah.
Junior.
If he ever puts down that baseball bat, I'm going to bite his head off.
Oh, what are you doing with that box of matches and pile of paper in the middle of the floor?
Boy, you don't have no imagination at all, does you?
Well, just for that, you don't get the bean shooter I brought home.
You bought me a bean shooter?
Yes.
A real bean shooter?
Yes.
The atomic uranium model?
Yes.
That shoots 10 beans without reloading?
Yes.
You wouldn't have had one if you gave it to me. The tricks you pull on us kids, you know. You go out and you buy us something, then, you know, like a bean shooter. And then if we break something, you get us a whipping. Oh, no, kiddo, I wise to you.
Now, I had one of these when I was a little girl,
yeah?
And I never broke anything with it.
A bad shot, huh?
I'll show you what kind of a shot I am.
Yeah?
You see that pack of Rollies on the table?
Yeah.
Well, watch this, my boy.
You let all the moisture out of it. Goodness, feel the vapor in the place now. Goodness. Hey, look. Hey, you look, though. I bet you can't hit nothing without looking. Close your eyes and do it the hard way, boy. Let's see you do that.
All right, I'll do it with my eyes closed.
Yeah. Give it the old Frank Bozzeggi shot there.
No. Am I aiming right, Junior?
No, a little more to the left. A little more to the left.
How's this?
Let me see now. Whoop, bad order, dude. I waited a long time for an opportunity like this. Okay, let her go.
Here goes.
Oh, look at the goldfish dancing on the piano key. Boy, that was a good one.
Well, I'd better clean this mess up.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a million things to do. Go see what time it is by the clock.
Okay, I'm going to go see what time it is. I'm going to see what time it is. I'm going to see what time it is. I know grandfather clock.
Well, Junior?
Well, the widow hand is on 4, and the big hand is on the widow hand.
Well, that ought to be easy. What time do you think it is?
Time I stop putting glue on the widow hand.
Just for that.
Hmm?
You can pay for the repairs on the clock out of your allowance each week.
Huh?
It's going to cost you $2.
Well, that sounds reasonable. What does it mean?
It means 40 nickels.
40? Let's not get hysterical, kid. Goodness, I ain't had a cent on me since I lost me pet skunk.
Here. I'll raise your allowance to 6 cents a week.
Well, thanks, Sporty.
Well, you're going to pay every penny just the same.
Yeah, well, you just go ahead and choose me. I don't care. You can choose me, and I will run away, you know. I was going to run away last week. I did. I ran away, and you didn't know nothing about it.
You ran away?
I got a lot of your cookies and everything. I put in a little handkerchief, and I said, I'm going to run away. And I started out, and I went... I started out, see? Feels kind of stupid when you talk and it's not there.
That's right.
Well, anyhow, I said I'm going to run away. So I put my little package under my arm and I went around the block 8 times. 8 times I went around the block. Finally, the policeman on the corner, he looked at me and he said, what you doing? And I said, I was running away from home. And he says to me, why do you keep going around the block? And I says, I'm not allowed to cross the street. Somebody at
Somebody's at the door. Oh, boy, what a surprise. I didn't hear them. My booby trap in the front yard go off. I wonder how...
Well, now, who do you suppose that is?
Well, I know it ain't Grandpa. He's still got 3 days to serve, you know. I'll go see who it is. Welcome to Nightmare Alley.
Well, hello. I'm the junk man.
Well, I'm the little guy to keep you in business.
So have you got any old newspapers or magazines or rugs or old iron or maybe old bottles?
Well, I'll see. There you are.
Now, what have you got in your other pocket?
Well, I got all kinds of
food. Oh, my, the junk man.
Oh.
Junior, go outside and play.
No, I want to stay and see what you get rid of.
I said outside.
No, you let me stay or I'm going to hit myself in the head with this book here.
Junior, stop hitting your head with that book. You'll lose my place.
Yeah.
Here, use this encyclopedia. Yeah. Now get outside.
No, now you let me stay here or I'm going to tell
you. You'll tell what?
I'll tell everybody that you used to be a wild woman with a circus.
Why, I was no such thing.
Oh, no.
No.
Hey, Werner, the crowd's gathering.
Okay, lock the cage and throw me a bone.
See? You hit me, you hit me. You give me a cauliflower ear.
You've not got a cauliflower ear.
Yeah, well, don't tell me that's lettuce.
Junior, stop being silly.
No.
Do you have any junk, lady?
Yes, I'm cleaning up the attic.
You're not going to take him up in the attic where you got Grandpa chained, is you?
Your grandfather is not chained in the attic.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting he's in the basement or for good behavior. This
for the last time, you go outside.
Oh, you hit me. Now that's the second time you hit me. You just like to beat me.
Oh, you know? Come. I'll show you what I have to sell.
You hurt me with a feeling.
Yes, ma'am.
You hurt me feeling. You hurt me feeling, Grandma. Grandma, you hurt my feeling. Well, I guess I'm losing me old technique on her life. Oh, the phone.
I'll get it.
Ain't it wonderful? Radio is really wonderful. Strike or no strike, we got telephones, you know. Now's my chance to hook that man up in the attic. I'm going up there. Hey, out there, mister.
Yes.
Hey, do you buy violins?
Why, yes. What sort of condition is it in?
It's brand new. I'm going to get it Friday.
Say, look at that old trunk. I wonder what's in it.
Well, my grandma says it's the boogeyman's in there.
But you know the boogeyman ain't in there, don't you?
Yes, because he saw me one day and ran away. Open it up.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Look at that.
Say, ain't that something? Yes, I sure would like to have that.
Oh, no, you don't. My grandma said she wouldn't sell that for $1 million.
I give you a nickel for it.
Well, every man has his own price, so...
Boy, am I lucky. You can't get stuff like this every day.
No.
So long.
Hurry up. Don't let me much. I got a nickel.
Well, what happened to the junk man, Junior?
He gave me a nickel and went away.
Well, what did you sell him? What did you sell him?
Oh, I just sold him an old worn-out 100-pound bag of sugar, was all.
What? Oh!
Nemo, get up off the floor. What's the matter, Nemo? It was only sugar. Goodness, you think I sold him a stick of bubble gum or something.
We hope you liked our program well enough to be with us again next Tuesday night. So until next Tuesday then,
this is Fred Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening and thanks for buying Raleigh.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all five counts. Check them.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness. Deep down, satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel. Leaves only a clean, dry ash.
And that's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Crimp cut for slow, even, cool burning.
Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Smoke Sir Walter Raleigh. The quality pipe tobacco of America.
Red Skelton is brought to you by the makers of Raleigh cigarettes.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.